we're back. It's Thanksgiving Eve here on the Now program. Scott Spears, Bailey Hunt in studio with us. The only person in the history of this program to use the word ganache is back for another Thanksgiving trip. No, pre-Thanksgiving. I love today. I love Thanksgiving Eve. It's one of my favorite things. 15 minutes past the hour, Charlie Evers comes up right after this. 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Big Thanksgiving tradition on the Charlie Evers Show that we do every year. Sixth year we've done it. Glenn Coble will be along today, 12:15 to 1. Nate Redman today with a big Thanksgiving turkey giveaway tonight, 4:10 to 5 p.m. He's not giving away a turkey, but he's got turkeys and prizes, and you won't want to miss that, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon tonight, 6:10 to 7. And then our big Thanksgiving Eve special live on the air tonight with Sean Kraft, myself, possibly Terry Tackett, and Bales, 8 to 10, right?
Right.
You smiled when I said that, like, I don't know if I'm coming back for that thing.
No, I'll be here.
Okay, maybe. Jury's out. Today's the busiest travel day of the year. Did you know that?
I only drove like 15 minutes today.
U.S. Airlines today is predicting that 31.6 million people will travel. That is a record in the history of the world. And 90% of people will go 50 miles or more, making it the biggest travel holiday since this recession of 2008, 42.5 million people on the highway, and that's from AAA. That is the statistics today.
You know, the last time I traveled on, like, a holiday was the day after Christmas in, like, 2016, and I went to Orlando.
What's that have to do with what I just said?
Well, it was pretty busy then, and I came back on New Year's Day, and that was pretty busy, too.
Oh, I have something to bring up, by the way. I forgot about this. Friday, we have a big, 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 big day planned. How many bigs was it? Yeah, it's big. Friday morning, while you're out shopping, while everybody's out shopping, Black Friday, we'll be on the air here starting at 8:10. And joining us all morning that morning will be Jeff Ruth.
I'll probably be sleeping by that time. If I'm even home.
I gave you, like, high praise that you listen to this show every day, and now you're saying I'm going to be asleep Friday morning.
Well, I start shopping at 6 p.m. on Thursday night.
All right. So, listen, Jeff Ruth will be here Friday morning. Legendary Marion radio personality, just retired from doing morning radio after 40 years back in June, but he will be here Friday morning, all morning, not just on my show. He will be here on Charlie's show on Friday, for Charlie's show on Friday from 10 to 12, and also for our Exchange Club program, I think 12 to 1. Now, here's the big kicker in all this. To kick off the holiday season, because Friday is the kickoff to the big holiday season, who is our favorite holiday band? Well, of course, it's the great family here in Marion, the most talented family I've ever met musically, from the father to the kids. The Leshesky family will be live in studio Friday playing holiday music from 11:15 until 1 p.m. You're not going to want to miss this for love nor money. We are going to kick off the holiday season with Power and Spice on Friday. Charlie, Jeff, me, and the Leshesky family. Friday morning, 8 to 1. If you're in your car Black Friday shopping, leave that dial on. Why jarries get real big there? What was that all about?
Christmas music?
That's holiday, yeah.
Well, I know.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Friday. Not today. Today's not Christmas music.
Right.
You like Christmas music. Don't give me the big eyes. The other night, you were trying to get me to play the Hippopotamus song.
You did play it.
I did. Did I?
Yeah. And
yeah,
I ain't getting nothing for Christmas.
Right. So are you excited for Friday morning?
Are you going to play those songs?
It's live. It's not like play. They're going to be here in studio with their instruments live.
So are they going to play those songs? Can I put in a request?
Maybe. I thought you're not going to be listening Friday morning.
If I get to request a song, I might.
Well, maybe. The Leshesky's will be here live for 2 hours, live performance Friday morning. And Jeff here all morning. Okay, I'm also going to be talking about the Peanut Push, which Charlie created way back. When it's going to be a great Friday here. I'll tell you what, Thanksgiving's big, but Friday is going to be a heck of a day here, and we'll have the tree up and the whole thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, here's what I'm upset about. We got to get this out of the way real quick. Tomorrow is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
No balloons, right?
Oh, I'm upset because of the weather. So, here's what we got to do. I want there to be balloons in the parade, okay? So, I'm going to call Macy's live on the air right now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Stand back. Now, hold yourself. Now, I have to get the phone, because I have to use the antique phone for this.
Okay.
Have you ever seen me use the... No, you've never been here for the antique phone.
I've heard it, but I've never seen it.
If I was a real radio host, I would have had that over here. So people wouldn't have had to hear me lean back to call Macy's.
You'd think you'd know by now.
All right. See, I have to unhook the new phone and hook up the...
It goes in the back.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave in a second. All right. Now, we are calling Macy's at Herald Square.
I've been there.
Well, so have I.
That's nice.
We're calling... Oh, is that where your shoplifting career started?
Right, yeah.
Macy's
at
Herald Square?
The building.
Okay, folks.
There.
Listen, no other radio show's doing this morning, but we're going to find out if there's balloons tomorrow because we are calling Macy's, Herald Square, New York City, right now. Now, get ready for this, folks. This is going to be really big. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready,
I'm
Bales?
Ready.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Just don't make me talk.
Well, no, I don't. I know these are high-end people, and they've probably got your voice, like, audio-tracked from all the times you shoplifted at Macy's
in
New York, so we wouldn't want that. All right. The phone is off the hook. All right. Do we have a dial tone?
We're good.
All right. Can you hear it?
I hear it.
All right. Get ready. Give me the phone number. We're calling. God, this phone is such an antique. Oh, you got to dial a one. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Do you need me to dial it for you?
I know how to work a phone, I think. Maybe not.
I don't hear the dial tone.
Oh, no. Just when things were going so well. Okay, let's try this again. All right, here we go. Macy's at Herald Square.
Welcome to Macy's Herald Square, located at Broadway and 34th Street. Today's hours are 9 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Let's get the operator.
Please press 1 if you know the extension you are calling. For a list of our departments, press 2. For information regarding your Macy's Star Rewards credit, we're sorry. Your response was not understood or no menu option was selected. Please press 1 if you know the extension you are calling.
I don't know.
For a list of our departments, press 2.
Press 2.
For information regarding your Macy's Star Rewards credit card, to report your credit card lost or stolen, or to speak to a credit customer service representative, press 3.
Maybe you should press 2.
Hi. Have you heard about our new concept, Story at Macy's?
What is
it's
this?
It's an experience that changes.
Press 0.
Every
that's usually operator.
We're sorry. Your response is not understood. Oh. Or no menu
or
option
press
was
2.
Selected.
For the departments.
If you know the extension you're calling, please enter an extension number.
Oh, I don't know an extension number.
Please hold during the silence while we connect your call.
Oh, God.
Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
This is going to be awful. Hello?
It said please hold for the silence. Why don't they have music?
This is very strange. All right, we're going to try it one more time, folks. Stay with us. We're not all insane.
I don't think it's going to work.
Huh?
I don't think it's going to work.
I need to order something.
Press 2 this time.
Welcome to Macy's Herald Square, located cosmetics. Press 1.
They won't own cosmetics.
Press 2. Women's clothing, shoes, handbags, and accessories.
Oh, I like that department.
Men's
clothing,
there a lot.
Shoes, and accessories.
Four. I might get a Michael Kors bag from there.
Furniture, mattresses, and rugs. 5. Housewares and luggage. 6. Children's. 7. Jewelry, watches, and repair.
You've been there a few times.
To return to the previous menu, pound. To repeat this menu, star. Max, press 1. Clinique, press 2. Estee Lauder, 3. Lancome, 4. Bobby Brown. Please hold during the silence while we connect your call. Your call may be monitored or recorded
music.
For quality purposes.
All right. Are we disconnected again?
Silence on a radio is not good.
No, I don't know what's going on here.
Hello?
Hello, is this Macy's?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you in New York City?
Very good, thank you. How can I help you today?
Well, I have a question. Are you busy today?
What do you mean?
Do you have a lot of customers in the store?
Yes, of course we do.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I just have a question about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow. Do you know about that?
Hypothetically, if you need some specific details, I would transfer you to the customer service better.
The customer service?
But parade will happen, yeah. As always.
It will. No, but did you hear the story that there aren't... This is why I'm calling. Did you hear there aren't going to be any balloons because of the weather?
The weather seems to be nice. I read that they will go into ground balloons. I don't know is it related with the weather or not, but I don't know how it will be. Let me transfer you to the customer service. They will answer you.
All right. Hey,
in all details.
All right. Do you... Okay, well, there's no balloons outside, but the weather is nice there right now, right?
But it's never balloons outside one day before. Never. They will be all in the morning.
Oh, hey, do you watch it on television?
Sometimes, if I have the time, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember when Willard Scott used to host the parade years ago, the weatherman?
No.
I want to quickly tell you this story because this has been hushed up for years because you know they air this thing on NBC. Willard Scott, the weatherman, one year they were going to go to commercial. And the guy, Willard Scott, went nuts because the guy gave him the wrong cue. So he took a cue card and beat the guy to death on a Thanksgiving morning. And because he was a big star on the Today Show, the big company General Electric, which owns NBC, covered it all up and got Willard off the hook. Did you know that?
No.
I know. It was a thing. But thank you. You've been wonderful to talk to.
I can imagine. Thank you. And have a happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Boy, that poor dear didn't know what she was talking about.
You never got transferred either.
I'm getting transferred, I think, right now.
I don't think so.
Yeah, just hold on.
I think she said bye.
No, she seemed like a lady who knew what she was doing.
I think you're not getting transferred.
I think she hung up on me. Well, we got what we needed, didn't we?
We still don't know if there's balloons or not.
Well, she said the weather was nice there.
Well, yeah, but she said they're going to ground the balloons.
I think she heard that they were going to ground the balloons.
Right. Well, the weather's nice here today, but it's going to be windy.
Well, we're not having the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade outside of this building here.
Well, maybe we should.
You want to do it? Move it here this year?
We should start a parade. A Thanksgiving parade.
I don't know if people would come. People are busy doing stuff on that day. This is the hardest store I've ever in my life.
Are you calling again?
No. All right. So we called, and what did we learn?
Nothing.
I thought we learned that there's...
Oh, Macy's is busy today.
Macy's is busy. The weather's nice in New York. We think we're going to have balloons.
No, she said we're going to ground the balloons.
I'm going to try this one more time. Oh, my God.
I don't think so.
You don't think I'm going to get an answer?
No. Unless you get transferred to customer service.
I'm persistent.
You should ask to be transferred to customer service.
Never have so many worked so hard for so little.
I know, it's really sad.
34th Street. Today's hours are 9 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Maybe a different department.
Please enter an extension number.
I'm going to get this lady on the phone again.
Why
she disconnected.
Your response was not understood, or no menu option was selected. Please enter an extension number.
Hit a bunch of zeros.
Please hold during the silence while we connect your call. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Oh, holy. I'm not going to make it till next Thanksgiving. That's what's going to happen.
Well, please don't pass out right now because, you know, you say I don't know CPR,
I believe that's true.
Oh.
This is exciting.
I don't think we're getting anywhere.
Well, we're still connected. I wonder why they don't have music.
Maybe they can't afford it. all the shoplifters, you know.
You cleaned them out so many times, they don't know what they're doing?
Right, right. I've never shoplifted before in my life. Not even like a candy bar or anything.
If you can make the people believe that in the stores, then...
I could take a lie detector test.
More power to you. This isn't Maury. We don't bring out lie detector tests here.
Well, I'm just saying.
This isn't the Maury show.
Oh.
What is going on over at Macy's today? I think they're in a panic because of the balloon situation.
Yeah, I don't think that we're going to get an answer. Maybe you should email them.
You think I should give up on this?
I think you should email them, and then maybe we'll have an answer tonight.
Listen, I'm going to try one more time. This is it.
Well, press 2.
Make or break. Oh.
Herald Square, located at Broadway and 34th Street. Today's hours are...
We know your hours.
...to 11 p.m.
Operator!
Please press 1 if you know the extension you are calling.
Press 2.
For a list of our departments, press cosmetics, press 1. Fragrances, press 2. Women's clothing,
3.
Shoes, handbags, and accessories.
Women know everything.
3. For merchandise availability or product information, press 1. Women's shoes, press 2.
That's where it is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Apparel. Please hold during
women's
the silence
while
we connect your call.
Ask for
your call may
service.
Be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
My goodness gracious. This is why Macy's is in bankruptcy. Can't get anybody on the line. Day before the...
They're busy.
It's day before the parade and I can't...
They're probably blowing up all the balloons.
Is it Macy's House Square in New York City? How may I help you?
Yes, hey, ma'am. Do you know anything about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
No.
No.
But I'll transfer you to the office, to the executive office. Just hold on.
All right.
Should have did that in the first place.
Okay. Well, here we go. Now we're going to get answers.
Maybe.
Gosh.
Talk to you.
I mean, this is all a scam as far as I'm concerned. Something's going on over there at Macy's.
Maybe he took the day off.
They know the balloons are missing and they're in trouble tomorrow. Boy, this is Emmy Award winning radio, just a phone ringing. Nobody answers the phone, they don't have any music. What are you supposed to do? There it was.
And disconnect.
Another disconnection. Okay.
I think we're good.
Are we good?
We'll just, you know, figure it out. We'll figure it out tomorrow in the morning.
I'm done. I can't call those people anymore. They don't
right.
know what they're doing.
We'll figure it out tomorrow morning when we watch the parade.
What nationality do you think that woman who answered in Estee Lauder was?
I don't know.
Do you think she liked the story about the cue card boy getting killed?
So.
Oh, she laughed.
Well, I think she was just being nice.
No. All right. Has anybody heard anything about the Macy's parade? 740-383-9944. We're going to have to go local now. Maybe somebody's watching NBC right now and they can tell us.
Maybe.
740-383-9944. What's going on with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade? I hope I got the phones hooked back up properly. You can call us just to see if the phones are working properly again. I might have broken the phones.
I didn't have time to watch the news this morning.
Making donuts?
Yeah. Catching
burning,
stuff on fire.
Burning the house down? All right. I had a story to talk about today. Let's see here. Oh, this is interesting. Do you know who Jordan Sparks is?
Yes.
American Idol, right?
Right. She's a singer.
Singer. Apparently, her husband, new husband, went out and had dinner with a girl who he went to school with, a friend.
Okay.
And apparently he posted a picture of him with this friend on something.
Right.
Instagram, whatever. And apparently all Jordan Sparks' friends went nuts, because or fans or whoever follows this, because you're not supposed to do that.
Why?
If the friend is of the opposite sex.
Oh, I have friends.
Yeah. No, but I guess you don't do that. Apparently, if you're married, you don't go out with the friends of the opposite sex and take pictures.
I think as long as your spouse is okay with it, then...
Well, yeah, apparently she was okay with it, but her fans were not.
Well, it shouldn't matter what her fans think, as long as she's okay with it. If they have a good marriage, then whatever they want to do is what they want to do.
But I think the insinuation is that if somebody is going to cheat, they would probably do it with a close friend. I think there's a statistic around that if people cheat, they do it with a friend.
I don't know. I guess.
This is a story.
Oh. So that's why he shouldn't have gone out with his friend.
No, I think he should have. I'm on the side that he should have gone out with his friend. But I'm just saying her fans were not very pleased with this, and then she had to step in and tell her fans to cool down a little bit because she trusts him.
Right. I mean, if you don't trust someone that you're with, then you shouldn't be with them.
You got to have trust.
Right. If you don't, I mean, what's the point?
Now, right. Exactly. What's the point?
Right.
I don't trust those Macy's people.
So, I guess you shouldn't watch the parade
tomorrow. I will not be watching the parade this year because I don't know if they're going to have balloons or not.
Shouldn't that make you want to watch it to see?
Not really.
I'll text you in the morning and let you know.
You're going to watch it.
Maybe. Well, depends on what time I get up.
Why would you text me if you're not watching the parade to tell me what's going on?
I'll look it up.
You'll look it up.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably watch it. I like to watch it.
Do you like the Broadway and the bands?
I like the cheerleaders. You know, I was actually asked to be a cheerleader there 1 year.
At the Macy's Thanksgiving mm-hmm. Day Parade? Was this when you were in Alabama?
Yeah. It was my senior year of high school.
Oh,
I was at cheer camp.
How
they
was that?
They asked me at cheer camp. I didn't go.
Well, it was your big shot.
Well, yeah, but...
On national television.
It cost a lot of money.
How much does it cost to go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
To be in it? Like, I think it was like $1,000 at least. It was expensive.
Say that again. It was how much?
$1,000.
No. Say it like you said it the first time.
I don't
know. Say it like you say it when you're out in Alabama.
$1,000.
There you go. $1,000. That was good. It's
Wednesday.
I
didn't mean to say it like that.
No, your Alabama came out. It was good. Threw you back to the old Alabama days.
I have on an Alabama shirt today.
Shouldn't they have balloons?
Well, if it's windy and the people holding the balloons are going to blow away... Probably not.
Well,
that would be a disaster.
They said the weather was nice there at Macy's.
It can be nice, but windy.
This will be one of those classic holiday moments we all look back on. The morning I tried to call Macy's the day before.
Could you imagine
Thanksgiving? I couldn't get any.
All I can picture right now is like a big turkey balloon, and people are holding it, and all of a sudden they just get lifted off the ground and go flying.
Tom Turkey.
They get to land on a building. Hopefully, they don't die.
Well, you won't want to miss Friday morning, because Friday morning, Jeff Ruth will be here, and so will the Leshefsky family, live Christmas music on Friday morning.
I still want to know if I can request songs.
Well, I think so, but I'm not in charge of the band.
Can I just, like, write a list?
No, you have to.
Before I leave?
You have to dial the...
That's so
much
work.
You can't call in?
That's a lot of work.
You've been on the air?
Yeah, but...
Twice now.
I know. I've never called in, though.
You've wanted to.
Well, I can't call in at work.
But you've wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I send you messages. I'm like, no, that's wrong.
Yeah, we always come up to this point. Why do you always tell me when I'm wrong? Why can't you ever say, that was right, that was a really good show? No, you tell me when the shows are bad, in your opinion. I didn't like that one today.
I only tell you if you ask my opinion.
No, I usually say... Well, that was good. And then you say, oh, no, it wasn't.
Well, I mean, you want to be honest to your friends, right?
I don't know. I'll get back to you on that one.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you should... You know, there was a big conversation one time. When should you lie to a friend?
You shouldn't.
Well, no, I mean, I think there are times when you do lie. Like if somebody says, how do I look? And they look awful. And you... What? Mm-mm. No?
No.
You tell them they look awful?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't. I wouldn't do that because I try to be nice.
You know, in high school, my best friend told me that, people were calling me mean. And she said, she's not mean. She's just honest. I'm not sure if that made it worse because then it made everything true or if it made it better. I don't know.
I don't know if you can be. Nobody's honest all the time.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, Sometimes you just got to be brutally honest. No, I mean, there's times
Ask me something and I'll be brutally honest.
No, there's times where I've told someone they look okay. But normally, especially if I'm going out with them, I should be like, I'll be like, well, how about we pick out an outfit?
Yeah, but you don't tell them they look bad.
No, but I'm just... I'll
but
just,
you think it.
Right.
So you I'll do say, lie.
I'll say.
That's a lie.
No, sometimes I tell them.
No, I don't think you
And
would.
Then other times I'm like, how about I pick out an outfit for you? Like, if I know that they normally look bad, then I'll go over...
Do they normally look bad?
Sometimes. Then I'll go over and I'll be like, hey, do you want me to pick out an outfit for you? Do your hair, makeup.
This reminds me the other night when you told me you did not like my glasses. And you
did not say that.
And you did not like the shirt I was wearing.
I did not say that at all. I said I did like them.
But I think it was a lie.
No, I just told you about how I told someone else that I liked.
Which was a lie.
Right.
Right. But then you turned to me and said...
But I like your glasses and sweater.
The same things. Uh-huh.
I did.
I don't know if you did or not.
I guess the world will never know.
The world will never know on that one. Do you think people can overshare online? I think they can.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done that, though.
I love it.
I never post anything online. A matter of fact, when I post things, I have to, like, they call me the vague booker.
I like looking at when people post stuff.
Like personal stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah,
it's
I think...
It's so interesting.
Well, I think people like to read it, but see, it's a... Do you like to post personal things, though?
Not always.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, normally, if I'm feeling a certain type of way, I'll just, like, share a meme or something.
Well, see, I don't ever put feelings up on Facebook.
I'll just share something. So it's not me saying it, it's just... And I can just be like, oh, I shared it because I liked it. Has nothing to do with me.
My Facebook posts are like a puzzle.
Right.
Because I never say names.
I know.
I never say what I'm talking about.
You talk about Dunkin' Donuts.
I have talked about Dunkin' Donuts. Yes. But that was a little bit of a puzzle inside of itself.
Right.
Right.
I mean, I know.
You know what?
That you love Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go. Yes, I do love Dunkin' Donuts. One of my favorite places to go. But, no. I
don't know that I've ever been to Dunkin' Donuts.
You should go when they come.
I'm not a big donut fan. I like my homemade donuts, but...
You know, Dunkin' Donuts have Smucker's jelly in them?
I don't... Mm-mm.
Okay. But anyway, I think that vague posting is the best way to do it because you know what you're talking about.
Right.
So you get it off your chest, but they don't know what you're talking about.
And it leaves them wondering.
They think you're nuts. They think you're putting up the weirdest post when really...
Maybe you are nuts.
Could be. I wouldn't deny it. But when there really is something behind it.
Right.
Which...
Oh, I love it when people are so like upfront with it and they're like, this person did this. And I'm like, ooh.
I couldn't do that.
Let's get some popcorn. I'm allergic to popcorn, but if I could eat popcorn, I would definitely eat it while reading some of these posts.
Well, I don't know why people feel the need to smash other people on Facebook. I don't know why people feel the need to vent their whole life.
Oh, I don't know, but I love it. It's so interesting.
For bystanders, it's like a car crash.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be in a car crash, but everybody stands around looking at a car crash.
Yeah. I've had people post stuff about me on Facebook and use my name.
Good or bad?
Oh, bad.
Oh, like what?
Well, I'm not going to say. I don't want to air it.
I would post something bad about you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they deleted it.
I wouldn't delete it.
Yeah, it was
no,
interesting.
No, I would. I would so do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it, though, because I had that person blocked. And I had like 10 text messages come through with friends that had screenshot it and sent it to me.
You know, why do people do that? I get that
I
too.
Know.
Somebody will write something bad about me and
they want to send it to
you. Yeah, they want to send it to you. Like, I want to read that.
Right.
I don't want to read those bad things.
I was just like, oh.
I don't believe them anyway.
Right. I mean, I just don't care.
No, I mean, if somebody wants to write something bad about me, okay.
Right.
It seems to bother other people more than it bothers me.
I can agree with that.
But I think some people are protective. So, you know, I guess
right.
That's a nice trait to have.
I won't send you anything that people say bad about you.
Good. I hope not.
I'll just send you what they say good about you.
All I want's the good.
If I ever see it.
You won't. You'll never see it. Do you know how people can write Santa Claus?
Yeah.
How's that?
Isn't it like Santa Claus at one... Santa Claus, I don't know. Santa Claus, Indiana.
Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1. Oh, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Get your cards out to Santa Claus, and he will respond. And we have our Christmas card thing here at the studio. If you send us a Christmas card and give us a return address, we will send one back. 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's WWGH Radio.
Do you get a lot of Christmas cards usually?
We do.
Well, that's good. I'm probably not going to send one.
I didn't think you would.
I don't send anybody Christmas cards ever, actually.
You would not send me a Christmas card?
No. If I were going to give it to you, I wouldn't waste money on a stamp. If I was going to give you a Christmas card, I would just bring it.
Well, I'll expect a Christmas card this year.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm gonna.
And I don't go for those Christmas cards where people don't write messages.
Yeah,
I want a message in there.
Maybe I'll like have my kids make one.
There you go.
That's nice.
I like homemade Christmas cards.
Yeah, I don't want to spend money on it. Like I have other stuff to buy.
Oh. I wouldn't want you to drop that whole 75 cents on that Christmas card.
And they're more than that.
No, 75 cents. Mm. You can go to the Dollar Tree and get a Christmas card.
Oh yeah, but that's a dollar. It's not 75 cents. Sometimes you can get two for a dollar.
50 cents.
Yeah. But I don't want the cheap one.
You sure?
If I'm going to buy one, then I'm going to go all out. It's going to be like a $5
one. But you just said the whole reason you don't do it is because you don't go all out.
Right, but I'm not going to buy one.
Here we are again. I want a Christmas card.
Okay, well, I'll
make one.
Is
that too much
to
ask?
I'll make you one.
You'll make one? Are you a good artist?
No.
So I'll have to hide it?
No, actually, I'll have my son make it. He's good at drawing.
Okay.
I have a couple of his drawings.
And then
you
write a long note in there, right?
Right. I will.
Yeah.
Yep.
Something of great importance.
I'll make sure it takes up the whole page.
Don't write big. Don't do that.
How'd you know?
That's that Alabama talking. Alabama just came out here.
How'd you know?
Uh-huh.
How'd you know
I know people like you. It's just like I knew that you were a big shoplifter.
Oh, yeah.
You just know those things.
Okay.
Do you know how many people are traveling today?
A lot.
31.6 million in the air today.
Oof.
Because it is the busiest travel day of the year.
Do you like flying?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Would you rather fly or drive?
Depends where.
Like, if you're going to Florida.
You know, it depends on who I'm with.
Okay. You're going to Florida with me. Are we flying or driving?
We're probably canceling the trip and staying home.
I mean, I would opt to fly.
If you were traveling to Florida with me, you would opt to fly?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the bonding experience we would have on that car ride?
You know, the first time that,
That was a question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The first time that I flew with my ex-husband, it was his first time on a plane.
Which ex-husband is this?
The only one.
Oh.
He had never been on a plane before, and I picked seats that were different, so I didn't have to sit by him.
That's a strong marriage right there.
Well, that's why I said ex-husband.
So who did you sit next to?
Some random guy that offered me a sandwich.
What kind of sandwich?
I have no idea. I did not take
cornbread?
Probably. That. I don't know. I didn't eat it.
Who gives away sandwiches on a plane?
It was half eaten, too. I was like,
half
why?
Eaten?
I was like, why? And then he yelled at the flight attendant because he was on the phone and they were trying to take off. And they were telling him to turn his phone off and he yelled at her.
And then
I was like, man, I should have sat by my husband.
Then you missed your husband at that point because you got the man with the half eaten sandwich.
Yeah.
So what are you thankful for this year?
Oh, my kids.
Well, yeah, I know, but, you know, we all do that.
Actually, you know what? I'm thankful for my niece.
Yeah.
This time last year, she had just woken up from her, because she was on life support when she had her brain aneurysm.
And she's doing good today.
Yes.
That's
very
an amazing
good.
Story.
Yep.
Now, how old was she?
She was two. So that's she's something. Three now.
So you're thankful for that, and that's something that's yeah. a very good thing to be thankful for.
She was on life support for a couple weeks.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good that it ended.
Right, right. Yeah. It was scary.
People will say I'm rude again.
It was scary, for sure.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
A lot of time in Children's Hospital.
I can imagine that would be scary.
Yeah. We had Thanksgiving there last year. So, that was good.
It's just an interesting... It's an interesting time. Because people... hopefully do say what they're thankful this time of year. And I hope people, because Thanksgiving kind of becomes a little bit phony for a lot of people. But really, it is a time to give thanks for what you have and what has happened in the last year and the things that, we don't think about it in July when things are maybe going rotten. And then you say, boy, this great thing happened, and you should be thankful for it.
Oh, for sure.
And even though maybe a year from now it'll be on the skids, you're thankful
hope not. My life in general?
What? No, I'm not saying your life. I'm just saying a lot of things eventually go on the skids.
Yeah, eventually.
But not always.
Right.
Sometimes there's perpetual.
Right.
Which I think is nice.
Yeah.
Not with my people, though.
No.
No, my people.
They're always on the skids.
They always hit the skids at some point or another. Well, you heard Sean earlier on.
I know. You think he's going to go out for this blizzard?
Oh, yeah. He can't turn down a blizzard.
I can't either.
That's been the whole point of this whole thing. He could deny, he could say what he wanted to say all the way leading up to this, and I knew that he was going to want a blizzard.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
Right, but I mean, to come on the air and pretend like he was going to back out of it, we all knew that wasn't going to happen.
I ate ice cream last night for like...
What'd you have?
I had chocolate with chocolate syrup.
Was it good?
Oh, it was delicious.
Chocolate on chocolate.
Oh, I love chocolate.
See, I like, I'm more of a vanilla.
My oldest son likes vanilla. He hates chocolate. I could eat chocolate all day.
But my favorite is strawberry.
Mm.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
Oh, I love pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, the big holiday.
Are you going to buy me pumpkin pie today?
Am I going to buy you? Well, what is this?
I don't know.
What are you going to buy me?
A Christmas card.
A Christmas card. Homemade Christmas card. And you want me to buy you a
pumpkin
pie? I got to
buy the construction paper.
You could just pay the 50 cents and get the card.
I know. I might.
You might. Well, you better get it done soon because I don't like those Christmas cards that show up late in the year. And we've got a short holiday season this year anyway.
Well, maybe I'll bring it with me later today.
You'll bring it with you later today.
Yes, I don't have to buy a stamp.
So where are you going to get the Christmas card? Because if you don't already have it, I don't know where you're going to go to get it.
A dollar store.
So
I have my car outside.
Oh, okay. You're going to drive to the dollar store
and
get yourself a Christmas card for me and then bring it over.
And then I'll ask you what I should write in it and then...
that's not really the way that it works.
Oh.
I know.
I've never sent a Christmas card before.
Well, you don't have to send it. You just drop it.
You know, people at work bring me Christmas cards, put it on my desk, and I feel bad because I never give them anything.
You should feel bad in that particular situation.
This is going to be my third Christmas there. And I don't ever, every year people bring me stuff, and every year I fail to bring them anything.
Are you excited that we're almost into the holiday season?
Oh, yeah.
We're like 24 hours away?
Yeah. I love the holidays. It just stresses me out. But I mean, after I'm done shopping, then I'm good. I love it.
I get stressed about putting up the decorations tomorrow night because there's a lot of them. But once that's done, I'm okay.
Oh, at your house?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't put decorations up yet.
I do it because it takes so long to do that I want them up for a while.
I don't really have a lot of decorations. I don't even have a tree yet.
This is all depressing.
Well, I just moved. So
you'll get a tree.
Right, right. But I can't put it up until December 10th.
December 10th?
Right.
Oh, because of your...
Because of Caden's birthday.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable.
Yep, and I asked him the other day, Monday night, I was like, do you want to put the Christmas tree up before your birthday or after? Like, I have one to put up, you know. And he was like, after. And I was like, okay. I just asked
because you don't
year.
Have a tree anyway.
Right.
It wouldn't have mattered.
It
he could
out.
Have said, put it up now. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Do you have ornaments and lights?
I have ornaments. I'm hoping, like, I should probably buy, like, a pre-lit tree.
I need somebody to come over and lick the light bulbs.
Lick them?
Well, that's how you tell if they work or not.
No.
You plug that thing in and you lick the light bulbs.
No.
And if they go out, you know the light bulbs are working.
I don't know.
Then you put them on the tree.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I have a very complicated tree.
Maybe you should have your cat lick it.
You know, that's not really my cat, first of all. I've told this story on the air. Maybe I've never told it to you.
You've never said it to me.
No, this cat is not mine.
Okay.
I inherited this cat. I am not an animal person.
Oh, me
at
either.
All. It's horrible for me. And I don't think I've ever had an animal in my life.
Until now you have a cat.
Well, here's why. Somebody left us and they had a cat.
Oh.
And
that's so sad.
I know what they do to cats at the Humane Society. Mm-hmm. So I felt bad that this cat was going there and nobody else was going to take the cat. So I inherited the cat.
Well, maybe you should like post it on Facebook, see if anybody wants it.
Well, I might. But that's how I...
How long have you had the cat?
Oh, two... I didn't think it would live this long.
Oh. Well, cats can live for a while.
I never thought it would live... I could not believe... Still can't believe that it's alive.
How old is it?
I don't know, because I don't know... The person's gone. I don't think they knew how old the cat was.
Oh.
So I really don't know, but that's how that cat came about. I'm not a cat person.
I'm allergic to cats.
I've never heard you sneeze one time or even say anything.
Oh, but I am. I'm allergic to cats.
Have you had issues?
I mean, I take allergy medicine.
But no, I would really like to unload that cat.
Well, I don't want it.
No, but if I knew it was going to like a good home, I would totally send it away. Because it's lived too long now, and it's a lot of work, but I did not want it to go to the Humane Society.
Right.
So that was how that cat happened.
Well, if anybody wants a free cat, let us know.
It's a good cat. It doesn't do anything.
No.
Doesn't jump up on people. It's trained to go in the litter box. Doesn't eat very much.
And it could die tomorrow. You never know.
It's very old, I think.
It'd be a great Christmas present.
It's got gray hair.
I feel like it's had gray hair since it's been born.
And it doesn't go outside. Because I've had cats that will dart for the door.
Oh, yeah.
You open up. This cat will not go near the doors. I don't know what that is, but it will not go near the doors.
I had a cat one time, and she got out, and then she came back pregnant. And she had, and I didn't know until she had the cats under my couch. That was really bad.
That is trouble. So we're down to the final 2 minutes. Have you had fun?
I've had a blast.
But this isn't your only appearance today.
Right, I'll be here tonight.
8 to 10.
Yeah, that's late. That's like my bedtime.
But it's the holiday, so it doesn't matter, right?
Oh. Right, because I can sleep all day tomorrow.
Sleep all day tomorrow. You have no plans.
Not until 6.
Not until 6 when the big shopping conundrum starts.
Right.
But we will be back here Friday morning. We will have Jeff Ruth with us all morning on Friday. We will have the Leshesky family performing Christmas tunes live in studio starting at 11:10. I'll be here with you from 8 to 10. Charlie will be here 10 to 12. It's a whole big day Friday.
I'm excited.
We're going to ring in the holiday season. The Christmas decorations will be up. It's going to be a whole thing. Now, don't forget, when this show ends today, you'll have Charlie Evers from 10 to noon with the big holiday tradition. You'll have Glenn Coble from 12 to 1. You've got Nate Redman tonight from 4 to 5, the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon from 6 to 7, and the WWGH Radio Holiday Spectacular tonight, 8 to 10.
Oh, is it going to be spectacular?
Well, I'm here.
I'm here.
Well, then there's a chance it might not be.
Oh.
But we're going to have fun. It's been fun having you in this morning.
Oh, thanks.
For appearance number 2. You enjoyed just a 10?
Yeah.
Even though we couldn't get Macy's on the phone.
Right. That was kind of disappointing.
Whatever that was about.
Yeah.
Estee Lauder. Had no idea.
I don't think their CEO's in today.
I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving. I will talk to you tonight. So will you.
Right. I'll be here.
And the decorations will be up at that point, and we'll be in the full bore of the Christmas holiday. Charlie Evers is coming up in about 10 minutes after news and weather. Stay tuned.
I think my prayer to the real God. I said, hey, man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help, if you need 12 black folks, maybe, I'll put them on a piece. If you need